Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Carlos, here we go again. Mets and Phillies, and we've seen two heavyweights, one from you guys, one from them. What are we going to get today?
One from us. Now, look, yeah, that's a good team, man. And we're a good team, too. You know, we lost a series in Phillies, close games. First game here, we got them. Last night, they got us. And, you know, it'll be the same today and tomorrow. You know, two good teams going after, playing for a lot, and it's exciting.
Even doing these games up in the radio booth, you're talking about numbers and stats and trends, but at the end of the day, it feels like they know you, you know them. So how do you manage this game differently at all when you see the Phillies so much?
Yeah, you just got to be ready for everything, you know. We saw it yesterday. Peterson, you know, they made some really good adjustments, and we couldn't answer back. And Sanchez, for them, you know, he struggled. You know, we put together some really good at-bats, and he found a way to give them five. But you could tell that he wasn't as dominant as we saw the first time when we faced him over the weekend in Philly. So, yeah, when you have really good players that they know how to make adjustments, you know, like you have to stay on top of your game. So,
no Francisco Lindor again today. I know this is becoming a revolving door of questions every single day, but where is he at mentally? I know yesterday took some steps forward, hitting on the field. How's he doing mentally with this?
Yeah, I think yesterday was a better day for him mentally. The better face talking to him. Same thing today. You know, I think after he got that shot, I think there's a little bit of improvement there, to a point where yesterday he went out there and did some baseball activity, and that's the plan today, that he goes out there and continues to do a little bit more. And if that's the case, it'll continue to be day by day. And hopefully we have a player here pretty soon.
I know yesterday you had your stethoscope on, you had your doctor robe, you were talking shots and this and that. The shot plan from yesterday, we don't have to name it again because I don't even remember the name of this facet shot, but was that always the plan, see how it goes and then go with the shot, or was that, uh-oh, we have to go with the shot now because nothing's working here?
Yeah, when we first sent him to the MRI, you know, we were always like, okay, best case scenario, there's nothing that shows on the CT scan, on the MRI, he gets a shot 3 days. And then, you know, we got such a good news out of those imaging that not even the shot was necessary at the beginning. But since he didn't progress the way, you know, we would like, we decided to go ahead and, okay, we need to try this. And that was the whole turning point there where we got to get this going and see what we got. And it seems like it's working, you know, the past couple of days. And but again, I think it's, you know, Lindor telling us day by day.
I know, of course, in his absence, Acuna's been great. And Jose Iglesias, I mean, what more can you say? And even though Mets lose last night, that home run goes over the wall in left field from him early. What's going through your mind with this guy's year?
Yeah, pretty amazing. You know, putting the pressure right away, first at bat of the game. That's a good feeling for him to, you know, go deep on a guy that is extremely high ground ball, you know, on Sanchez with the two-seam and the changeup. And when you see that, you got a pretty good feeling. We put together some really good at-bats. And, yeah, for Iglesias, man, he's been unbelievable for us on and off the field. You know, Lindor is down, McNeely's down, and here he is carrying pretty much the team, the infield, his leadership. It's a lot to like there. I'm just proud of him.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.